Today's daf is Nida Daf Tes Zayin. We will begin five lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph Bo Min Emir Rav Nachman. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachos of Vestos, specifically Vestos de Oraisa or Vestos de Rabbanon. So the idea of Vestos that we have Bizman Azeh is really Me'ein, the idea of Vestos that existed once upon a time. The Shulchan Aruch already says that Roiv women, once upon a time, had a vest kavur, which means that they consistently would see Dam the same time of the month, every month. And because of that, that kvius established a chazaka urech bizmanoi ba, so that when that time of month comes along, the woman had to assume that she for sure was going to see Dam. We saw in the sugyas that chazaka really manifests as a chumrah. It also manifests as a kula. It manifests as a chumrah. This woman has to be concerned on that day that she's going to become a nida. But at the same time, there's also a kula. Because if she has to assume that she's going to become a nida on that day, then perhaps she could assume that on all the other days of the month, she's not going to see Dam. Either way, that's the concept of vestas. What does a woman have to do on her vest? Number one, there's an issa tashmish. The Gemara Masech the Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis quotes a pasuk: "Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam." Amar Rav Yoshiya mikana azar lo bnei Yisrael sheyifrushu minishayim samach levesta. That there's an idea of an issa tashmish. We'll see more about that a little bit later. Additionally, a woman on her yom haves would have to do a bdikah. The Gemara begins with a shaila. We'll speak of that outside first, and that is: are vestos the iraisa or vestos the rabbanu? Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me it's a chazaka. Aren't chazakas always mid the iraisa? The Gemara says in Masech Tzchulim Daf Yudam Beis Minoham Milsa Da'ik Rachmana Chazake, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Chazaka permeates the entirety of Torah Shabbal Peh, stating that over here the Gemara wasn't sure, and the Amiraim were Mesupik, and as we'll see, Machlokes Amiraim, Machlokes Tanam, Vestes Da'iraisa, Vestes Da'rabanan. There was a tzad that although Vestes is predicated on a Chazaka, and Chazaka ordinarily is a Din Da'iraisa, but maybe this Chazaka of Oirich Bizman Eba, as it relates halacha l'maisa to the concept of Vestes, perhaps this is only going to be a din d'rabbanan. Rashi speaks out, what's the nafkamina of Vestes d'iraisa or Vestes d'rabbanan? Meaning, for sure you have to observe the vest. Maybe only mid'rabbanan. But practically speaking, what is the nafkamina halacha l'maisa? When is it that if somebody would call a rav and ask a shayla, he would say, oh, Vestes is only mid'rabbanan so that you could be meikel? So Rashi says the nafkamina would be if a woman didn't do the bedika that she's supposed to do on the yom haves. And then the day after she did do a bedika, and she was tahira, she didn't find any dam. If Vestes is mid'rabbanan, it's pashut this woman would be tar. So that although she missed the bedika that she was supposed to do on the vest, as long as the next time she does a bedika, she's tar, you don't have to be concerned that maybe on the yom haves she really saw dam. If, however, Vestes d'oraisa, says Rashi, then the halacha is that if she didn't do a bedika on the yom haves, even if she does a bedika after the yom haves and she's tahar, a phenomenal chumrah, you would have to assume that maybe she saw dam on the yom haves. Aye, where is it now? Maybe it was nafal karka. But the point is, you'd have to assume that there was dam, and this woman cannot become tahar unless she observes regular sidrei tahira. She has a nekiyim, she has to go to the mikvah. But other than that, there would be no way for her to be tahar. That note, zok the gemara. Bo minim Rav Nachman, namli ro, nas Rav Nachman. Vestes is the reis the rabbanon. Vestes the reis the rabbanon. And like we just spoke out, the nafkamina, if the yom haves passes, the woman didn't do a bedika, then the day after she did a bedika and she was tahira, do we say now she's tahar or not? Amaluhusi told the I heard from Huna, our friend, also known as Rav Huna, who said over in the name of Rav, a woman that has a vest kavua, shas vesta, and her shas vest came, and she didn't do a bedika, and then after the vest, she did do a bedika, and ra'asa, and she saw dam. So this is a little different than the case that we just mentioned. In this case, she didn't do a bedika on the yom haves, and then after the vest, she did a bedika, and she did find dam. So this woman for sure is tamei right now. She just saw dam. Said Rav, chosheshes levesta, the chosheshes Liriyasa, this woman is going to be Tameh Liriyasa. She's also going to be Tameh Levesta. What does that mean? Every time a woman does a bedika and she finds Dam, what's the halacha? She's Tameh. Not only is she Tameh, she's Tameh Lamafreya. How far back, Lamafreya, Shammai Hillel, we paskin like the Chachamim, like the Vreza, like the Vreza. Rather, Me'es le'es ma'metas al yad le'pkida le'pkida, u'mi'pkida le'pkida ma'metas al yad me'es le'es. Meaning, every time a woman does a bedikah, she finds them, she's tami Lamafreya, 24 hours. What Rav said was that if a woman had a ves kavua and she didn't do the bedikah on the Yemaves, and then 3 days later, she did do a bedikah and she found them, she's not just going to be tami Lamafreya 24 hours, but in this instance, she's going to be tami Lamafreya going back to the Yom HaVes. Meaning, being that she found dam now, we're going to assume that the dam was there already on the Yom HaVes, so that although usually Tumah L'Mafreya is only Me'es Leis, it only goes back 24 hours, in this case, you have to assume the dam is probably there from the Ves, and she would be Tumah all the way back to the Ves. Said Rav Nachnin, that from Huna Chavrin Mishmei Rav, I think Alma Vestas Deiraisa. Why? Because if Vestas would be Midirabanan, then L'Chura, if the Yom HaVes passes and she doesn't do a bedika, meaning she never saw dam, even if she sees dam later, the halacha is you should not assume that the dam is related to what happened on the Yom HaVes. From the fact that we're assuming, we're tracing it back to the Yom HaVes, that must be a raya Vestas the Iraisa. Now, the truth is, if Vestas is the Iraisa, then why did Huna b'shem Rav, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, state the halacha in a case where the woman didn't do the bedika in the Yom HaVes, then she did the bedika and she found them. L'chura, even had she not done a bedika later, or had she done a bedika and not found them, the halacha would still be the same. The halacha would be that she would be Tomei. So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says that you have to say that Rav Nachman thought that the ra'aso was lav dafka ayin shav. Either way, Rav Nachman proved from Rav Huna said b'shmei de Rav that Vestas de Raisa. Ikad Ami, some had a different version of what Rav Nachman took out of Rav Huna b'shmei de Rav. That hachi kamali, time of the Rasa, like we just spoke out. Loi Rasa in chashishin. Fakir, it's mash, but only because she saw Nam Dalach is that she becomes tummy now going back to the Yom HaVes. But had she not seen any Nam, everything would have been okay. What do you mean? She never did a bedikah on the Yom HaVes. Maybe there was Nam and it was not full of karka. Alma, you see from there, Vestas de Rabbanon. So they asked Rav Nachman, Vestas de Raisa, Vestas de Rabbanon. Rav Nachman proved it from Rav Huna Mishmei Derav, but there were two Lashonis. What he proved? Did he prove from Rav Huna Mishmei Derav Vestas De Raisa, or did he prove from Rav Huna Mishmei Derav Vestas De Rabban? If my isha sheyesh leves begi, shas vest of lei batka. A woman had a vest kavua. The shas vest came. She didn't do bedika. Ula b'soyf batka. And then later she did do a bedika. Amar Rav. So Rav says the halach is as follows. Batku matzah tmeya. If when she did the bedika she found dam, the halach is tmeya. She's going to be tamei. Tahira. If when she did the bedika she did not find dam, tahira, she's going to be tahir. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, "Afilu batku matza tahira. Even if when she did the bedika afterwards, there was no dam, the halacha is nami tmeya. She's going to be tamei b'nei she'orich b'zmaneva. Because you have to assume that maybe there was dam. How come when she did the bedika now there was no dam? I don't know. Maybe it was not for lekarka. But the point is, according to Rav, it's mefurish. If a woman has a ves kavur, she didn't do a bedika on the yema ves. Then after the ves, she does the bedika and she doesn't find dam. She's tahar. According to Shmuel, she's still going to be tamei. Zok de gemara lema beves this kavur." At first glance, doesn't it seem that what's the beer in the machloikis? This is the textbook nafgamina of Vestas de Raisa, Vestas de Rabbanon. The Marsava Shmuel holds de Raisa. Umarsava de Rabbanon Shmuel holds Vestas de Raisa. Even though later she does the bedikah for Matzot Torah, you still have to be concerned, maybe there was dam when the Yom HaVes came. Rav says no, because Vestas de Rabbanon. Rav says, Kuli Alma Vestas de Raisa. Could be everybody holds Vestas de Raisa. Aye, if Vestas are de Raisa, why does Rav hold that if she did a bedikah and there was no dam later, she's tar? Why don't we say, Erich Bezmanen, but maybe there was dam? Kancha Bodka Atzma Kishir Vestas. So this is where Vestas meets the Shir Vestas. And Shir Vestas, we said, is instantly, immediately, right? The Gemara previous. The find a few daffin earlier how quickly the Shir Vestas is. But the point is she did the bedika shortly after the vest and she was tahar. So being that she did it mamish right after the zman of the vest, so we assume that if there was no dam, there was probably no dam on the Yom HaVest either. If, however, she didn't do the bedika Kishir Vestas, but rather she did it a little while later, then even Rav's going to hold Vestas d'oraisa, meaning everybody really holds vestas d'oraisa. Says the Gemara. Nachum by Yitzchak Amar, he said no. That as it relates to the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, they are in fact arguing whether vestas d'oraisa vestas d'rabbanim. But vestas gufayu kamiflegi the marsava vestas d'oraisa umarsava vestas d'rabbanim. So again, they asked Rav Nachman vestas d'oraisa vestas d'rabbanim. He proved it from Rav Huna b'shmei the Rav. Two versions of what exactly he proved from there. Then the Gemara brings the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, but a machloikis amirah. What the machloikis Rav and Shmuel was? Were Rav and Shmuel arguing in vestas d'oraisa vestas d'rabbanim, or maybe the kuli alma vestas d'oraisa? Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said ketanoi that this shaila of vestas d'oraisa vestas d'rabbanim is really a machloikis tanor. Rav Lezer says tmei anita. The cases where a woman had a vest kavua, she didn't do a bedika, and then later she did a bedika umatzat ha'ira. Rav Lezer said she's tamei tumas anita. Rav Yeshua amati badek. Rav Yeshua says no, she let her do a bedika. If she's going to be tahira, she'll be tahira. So the Gemara, b'hani tanoi, k'hani tanoi. And these tanoim, Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, are really arguing another machlokes. The Tanya, Rameyoyim, B'tmeyonida, V'chachomim, Oimrim, Tibadik. So turns out, it seems that it's not just the Shaila amongst Amiron, but it was machlokes tanoim as well. Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, Rameyoyim, the Chachom. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Afananami tanino. Rameyoyim, in this brisa says, T'meyonida, which means vestos d'oraisa. We have a raya from a mishnah. We saw this already. A woman was hiding. And then her shas vest came. And she didn't do a bedika. The halach is tahira. She's going to be tahar. Why? Shecharada misalekis as adamim. Because this woman is becheskas misulekis dam. She's becheskas that she's not going to see dam. Which one of the four noshin that are becheskas misulekis dam that were mentioned in the Mishnah Dav Zayin is she? None of them. But there's an umdana that when a woman is afraid, it can cause her to not see dam even at a time where ordinarily she would see dam. So over here says Rav Meir, if a woman didn't do a bedika on her yom aves because she was in hiding. She was in hiding because she was really, really scared. And then later she did a bedika and she was tahar. So Zokter Amei, you don't have to worry about it. No, because when she was afraid, she was mis-becheskas, mis-ulegas damim, so it's okay. But what do you see from here very clearly? The only reason if she does a bedika later and she's tahar, we say that she's going to be tahar is because of the charada. Oh, like a charada. But what would be if she wasn't in this state of fear to Meir? She would be told me, Alma, you see from here, vestas de raisa. So in a braisa, Rameir's oimet meir nida, Amr Abaya said, afananami tanino, it stems with this Mishnah where a Meir seems to say, not mufurish, but it's implied for a Meir, that a Meir holds vestas de raisa. Could you say that there's another machlokes tanoim that is also totally in this shaila vestas de raisa, vestas de rabbanon? The tanya went to the braisa, roi damach masmako. A woman saw dam. It came from the makar, meaning it came from the uterus, but it was machmas maka. It clearly wasn't the dam that she sees on a regular basis, but it came because of a wound that she has in that area. Said Allah is afilu b'toyche mei nidasa tahira. Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she's tahar afilu b'mei nidasa. What does b'mei nidasa mean? So Rashi says b'yomim she lemuda lirois. Tahinu b'shas oinasa b'shas vesta. Let's focus on shas vesta. So if a woman is roya dam machmas maka on her yoy ma vest. So today's the vest. It's oirech bizmanoi ba. And she saw that. But if she has a makra there, halacha is you could be makel. Rabbi says, and yesh lavest, cheshesh lavesta. Even if a woman has a makra, if she sees dam, b'shas vesta, the chazaka of Erech Bezman Ein Bad does not allow me to be toila that maybe the dam is coming from the makkah, and the halach is not betoras vadai, but chayshashas levesta. At least misafik, you have to be concerned that maybe the dam is coming from. In other words, we have a machloikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, father and son, a woman who was roya dam on her vest, but she also has a makkah, but oisam makkah. So are we toila that the dam for sure, or came from the makkah, or no? Do we have to be concerned at the very least? Maybe it came from the vest. Rav Shimon Gamliel was mekel. Rebbe was machm. Says the Gemara, my lab okam ifugi. The marsam of vestas de raisa. Marsam of vestas de rabbanon. Rav Shimon Gamliel was mekel, maybe because he holds vestas is the rabbanon. Rebbe was machm, perhaps because he holds vestas de raisa. So again, we have a machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Remeir and the Chachamim, maybe Rav and Shmuel, Tulis Shoynes and Rav Huna b'shmei de Rav. the understanding of it. Perhaps we have another machlokes tanam, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether vestes de raisa, vestes rabbanus, rabbinus, kuli alma, vestes rabban. Maybe everybody holds vestes rabban. Hacha b'mekar mekoy moitomik amefik. Meaning everybody holds vestes rabbanon. So miikra din as it relates to tumas nida, this woman, we wouldn't have to assume that she's a nida. The whole concept of a vest is the rabbanon. The whole erich bizman iba is a din the rabbanon. And as a result, if she has a maka, you can for sure be toivah in the maka. Just like we make tliyos when it comes to ksamim, you can be toivah when it comes to vestes as well. Because really, vestes is only the rabbanon. If that's the case, so what was the machloikas, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Machloikas was something else, a dover chadash. Whether the makar, mikoymay is tame. The Gemara is going to say, a chiddush, that it could be the uterus is a makam of tame. And as a result, if a woman is raya dam, machmas maka, but it's in that area, so it could be that dam becomes tame because it came in contact with the makar, which in and of itself is a avatoma. So just like if something touches a sheretz, that thing will become tome. A sheretz, which is from the lowest grades of toma, it's metame b'maga. So too the makar has an ability to be metame as well. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sabra, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds isha tahira. The woman is tahar, but v'dam tome, it's the dam that's tome, the ka'asi derech makar, because it came through the makar, and the makar has an ability to be metame. And by the way, it doesn't have the ability to be metame tumas nida, so she wouldn't be tome for 7 days. She'd be tome tumas erech. One day of Tumah. But the point is, there's going to be Tumah. I'm like Rebbe told him, if you chayish for vest, okay. But in that case, the woman is going to be a nida with all the hilchas nida. If you like chayish leves, makar, as it relates to the makar me tahar. It's not Tumah. The makar is actually tahar. And as a result, that's definitely not something that halachically we need to be concerned with. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. And that is this shaila, whether vestois are the eraisa or vestois are the rabban. Now, from the Gemara itself, it doesn't seem like there's a hachra back and forth. Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Remein the Chachamim, another Rameir, Rav and Shmuel, stating that in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's the paskin that vestois are the rabbanon. So we paskin, vest is the rabbanon. So if a woman has a vest and she didn't do a bedika on the yom vest, we don't say orich bezman ba that this woman's for sure going to be tamei, and the only way she could ever become tahar is if she observes shivanikim and she goes to the mikvah. The halacha is she has to do a bedika afterwards, and as long as the next bedika is tahar, we could be soymich lekula that if she's tahar now, she was probably tahar on the yom vest as well. And that's because we paskin vestis the rabbanon. Stating that, the Rishonim all ask a kasha from a mefurish gemara mesach teshvus daf yudches amid beis, a gemara that we spoke out this morning in the introduction to the daf. Again, tanu rabbanon v'yizartem as bnei Yisrael mitumasam. Amar Rabbi Yoshiya mikan. From this pasuk we learn azara levnei Yisrael sheyifreshu menisha seim samach levestan. This is an azara that a yid has to be purished from his wife samach levest bekama. What does samach levest mean? Amar Rabba oina. Either way, it's a mefurish gemara that learns out from a pasuk in the Torah. V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The concept of vestis. To ask all the rishonim l'chura, how could there have been a discussion amongst the amirayim? And how could there be such a tumult in Shas? Isn't there a brisa? Nobody seems to argue with this brisa that mentions the idea of a vest, learning it out from a pasuk, so it seemed to be a mafurisha brisa that the vest is a derais. Okay, so the Tanam, I'll let it argue with brises, obviously. But l'chura, this halacha is brought down, l'maisa, and the hachra in halacha, in our sugya, nida daf tezayin, amar aleph is, that vest is the rabbanon. So how does nida daf tezayin, the way that rishonim amachria, shtim with shfuas daf yudches amet beis, which would seem to suggest that vest is a deiraisa. Says the Raivin, and the Rajba, and the Ran, and really all the rishonim, that it's muchach from here, you have to say that gemara is an asmach t'ba'alma. That even though the gemara seems to be saying a din deiraisa, really it's not a din deiraisa. All it is an asmach t'ba'alma. Stating that, there's a very well-known tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. The tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda is in Yeridaya Kama. It's Simen Nunhei, where he discusses this chiddush of the Rishonim, that the Gemara Masech Teshuvos, Daf Yudches Amid Beis, means an asmach t'ba'alma. And he says that from the Rambam, it's very not mashma that way. He said, because the Rambam also paskins vestis like the Rabbanon, like everybody else. Stating that, when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam seems like he says a real full-fledged halacha. Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Va'asa loy la'odam sheyovay al ishtoy samach levesta. Shemet tira dam b'shas tashmish. Shenema v'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum aslam. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, mistimas loshen harambam,
To me, it's mashma that the Rambam held it was a din d'oraisa. He says, if that's the case, hajul kosher l'duchte. Mitzad echad, the Rambam paskins like all the Rishonim versus the Rabbanan. Mitzad sheni, the Rambam brings the Gemara and Shvuah stuff you'd chas on the days, and the Rambam brings it, it's really the Lashon HaGemara, but the Rebbe Yehuda felt that the Rambam as a Rishon, as a Mefarish, as a Poisik, if he held it was only a din d'Rabbanan, should have said it's only a din d'Rabbanan, and the way the Rambam presented it, the Rebbe Yehuda held was mashma that he held versus d'oraisa, zefreit the Rebbe Yehuda, l'chayr, we have a steer in the Rambam. Mitzad echad, the Rambam sheet is Vestis the Rabbanon, Mitzad Sheni, the way the Rambam brings this halach, it's mashma, that Vestis the Raisa, says the Noid Yehuda, to answer this kasha, a tremendous chiddush. He says, you have to say that there's two dinim in Vestis. There's Vestis, as in Shvuah, Staf Yud Chesam and Beis, Issa Tashmish, and then there's Vestis, as in Nida Daf Tezayin and Aleph, where the Shas Vest passed. The woman did not do the bedikah. Then she did a bedikah of an imtzus Torah. Do we still have to be concerned that even though now she's tar, maybe orich bezman ebon, maybe she was tamei at the time that she, at the time of the vest. In other words, as it relates to the issa tashmish, says the Noid Yehuda, vestis deiraisa. As it relates to whether or not we need to be concerned now whether she saw dam on the yom vest, vestis the rabbanon. What does that mean? So it says the Noid Yehuda, dover nifla, based on a gemara, really a sugya, in the sechtes gittin, that chav ches amaral, a very geshmak halacha. The Mishnah says as follows, and maybe get, somebody made somebody else a shtuyach lohi lacha to bring a get to his wife. And the mishaleach, the husband that was divorcing his wife, was an old man, or he was very, very not well. Shtuyach lohi lacha, it's traveling from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. It took a very long time. What's the halacha? Anyway, 6 months later, he arrives and he comes to a bez and he wants to divorce. He's a shliach. Chazak a shliach. Chayis a shliach. He needs to do what he has to do. The problem is, the last time he saw the husband was 6 months ago. And when he saw the husband was very, very sick. The husband was very, very old. Does he have to be concerned that maybe the husband is not alive anymore? And if the husband's not alive, you can't give a get. Says the Mishnah, maybe get ben yichazok and echoylo. No, it's not the cheskas shukai. You're allowed to assume that the person is still alive. A person has a cheskas chai, and as a result, you're allowed to give the get. Another similar halacha, bas yisrael and a sula koyin. A bas yisrael was married to a koyin, so the halacha is an eshes koyin's allowed to eat truma. The halach baylo lemedina sayam. Her husband went on a business trip, went away for a very long time. The halacha is a chelas b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma, even though her husband's in a very dangerous place right now. Once upon a time, if somebody made it back alive from medina sayam, he brought a carbon taida. So clearly, he's in a matzav of sakana. Stating that he's becheskas chai, and the woman's allowed to assume that she's still married to a koyin. She's an Eshes Kohen, she's a lady Truma. Third halacha, shliach chatos from Medina Sayam. If somebody made a shliach from Medina Sayam, he sent somebody to bring a carbon chatos on his behalf. That halacha is, when this person arrives in the Makam HaMikdash, makriv anois becheska shukai. We're allowed to assume that this man is still alive. Meaning, if he wouldn't be alive anymore, it would be a chatos shemesu baleh. Halacha l'moishim yisinai, it's one of the chamesh chatos hameses. You wouldn't be able to bring the carbon chatos. But we're allowed to assume that the person's alive. In other words, three halachas, but really three applications of the same principle. And that is that a person has a cheskas chayim. We always assume that a person's alive. And as a result, if someone makes a shliach l'ilacha to bring a get, the shliach l'ilacha could assume at the time that he gives the get, the mishalech, even if he was a zokin or a chayla, he's still alive. A woman who's married to a kohen, he went lebedina sayam, she can continue eating truma, assuming he's alive. If someone sends a shliach to bring a carbon chatas, you don't have to be worried that maybe it's a chatas shemesu baleh, everything is okay. Says the Gemara, for a minute, I'll ask you a kasha from another Mishnah. If someone goes over to his wife and says, hareze gitech, sho achas koidem misasa. So, a kohen was married, and he tells his wife that I'm giving you a get, but I don't want the get to be chal right now. I want it to go into effect 1 hour, sho achas, koidem misasi. So the halach is asur lecha b'chum miyad. She's not allowed to eat chuma. Why can't she eat chuma? Because we're always concerned that maybe it's sha'achas koidem misasi. Maybe he's going to die in a minute. If that's the case, right now it's sha'achas koidem misasi. So asur lecha b'chum. Feitig mar tzastira. How does the shem of the Mishnah? One of the three cases of the Mishnah was mamash chuma, where the halach is ishish halach b'alam dina sayam. She's allowed to eat chuma b'cheskas that her husband is still alive. She's still an ishish koin. Here you have a halacha that's literally the opposite, where Hareza Gitech Shachas Kaidim Yisasi, the Allah is Asur Lacha B'Chum Miyad. And the Gemara gives several terutzim. Rava Amar, Rava says, Shema Meis Loi Chayshinon. Shema Yomos Chayshinon. What's the difference between the Mishnah Gitin Chav Chesam and Aleph and that Allah of Hareza Gitech Shachas Kaidim Yisasi? One case, the concern is, did he die? In the other cases, the Shaila, will he die? In other words, Isha Cholach Bailam Dina Sayam. Right now, she wants to sit down and eat truma. What does she have to ask herself? Is my husband alive or is he not alive? Well, last time I saw him, he was alive. Even though he went to Medina Sayyam, I'm going to assume that he's still alive. Shema meis loy chai shinon. And be with that, when we're not concerned that he died, so that Allah, she can continue to eat truma. Hareza gitech sho'achas koidem misasi. When she sits down, she goes to a rav and says, can I eat truma now? What's the shayla? The shayla is, did he die now? No, that's not the shayla. The shayla is, will he die in a moment from now? Because the get was given in a way where it's going to be chal, sho'achas koidem misasi. So the shayla is not whether he's alive or not, but rather the shayla specifically to this get is, will he die in a moment from now? Says Rava, for that you don't have a chazakah. Shema meis, loy chayshinon. But Shema Yamos, oh, that already chayshinon. So you have a chazakah that says that this second he's alive. But you don't have a chazakah saying that he will be alive in a minute from now. So where the nidin is he alive now or not alive now? You could assume he's alive, so she's glad he truma. But if the nidin is, will he be alive in a moment from now? For that you don't have a chazakah. Shema Yamos chayshinon. I mean that Shema Yamos chayshinon, so says Rava, it's for that reason. Right now, where the get goes into effect a moment before he dies, you have to be assumed that maybe right now it's a moment before he dies. Doesn't he have a chazakah? No. Shema Meis chayshinon. Shema Meis loy chayshinon. Shema Yamos chayshinon. What's the difference? So the beer in the Gemara is, that's why Shteitim Rishonim, is very simple. It's because a person has a cheskas chai. But you can't tell me that a person has a cheskas chai that he's going to live forever, because nobody lives forever. So as a result, if you want to know whether the person's alive this second, al zen ne'amar chazaka. But if you want to tell me, oh, being that every person that's alive now has a chazaka, then he'll always be alive. Doesn't work that way. So being that a person, everyone will eventually die, so there can't be a chazaka ever telling me that the person will be alive in the future. As it relates to this second, a major lumdus, Shema Meis Lei Chashinon. But as it relates to the future, being that everybody will inevitably die, you can't apply any chazaka to the future. The Nevi Yehuda in another tshuva says it a little bit more lumdish. He says that chazaka, as much as we try rationalizing it, at the end of the day, it's not a svara. Chazaka is learned out from a pasuk. It's a gemara chulon daf yura mebeis. Minaha milsat oikir rachmana chazake was learned out from nigei batim. The halacha was that when a kohen went to inspect the house to determine whether the house had a bias, so he wasn't allowed to declare a tomei or tar in the house itself. He would have to leave the house, and then when he left the house, he would say tomei tar, but he couldn't do it in the house. Right? The gemara, the kohen is going to inspect the house, then he's going to leave the house. Let's assume 5 minutes later, he's going to make his declaration. He's going to say that the house is tummy. Maybe something changed in the last 5 minutes. Teretz is, Aikim Milsa Chazaka. That's the makar to the concept of Chazaka. Says the Nevi Yehuda, the textbook example, the makar to the halach of Chazaka is that we don't assume something changed in the past. But we don't have a makar to say that something won't change in the future. So if you really want to trace it back to the lumdus, to the source of the halach of chazaka, you see already that for Hashem, a meis, there's a chazaka. We have a chazaka to say that the house didn't change in the last 5 minutes. But what's your makar? Minoha milsa daik rachmana chazake, that you shouldn't be chayish v'shem yomas. There is no such makar. So it says the Nevi Yehuda, that could be a little bit of a deeper understanding of the Gemara over here, getting chav chesam base. But this is the bottom line. The bottom line is that there's a chazaka that things don't change. But there isn't a chazaka that says things won't change in the future. So if you're discussing the present tense or the past tense, al zeh nemar chazaka, shema meis loy chayshinon. But to use a chazaka for the future to tell me things will never change, for that you don't have a chazaka. When? Or why? Because things inevitably change. And because things inevitably change, there's no way you could have such, says the Nevi Yehuda, I want to say a gevaldige chiddush. I want to say that really, as it relates to the Issa Tashmish, everybody holds Vestas Day Raisa. It's a Mufurisha Gemara. Shavua Staf Yud Ches Amabez. Being that Vestas are Day Raisa, so therefore there's an Issa Tashmish. And really, Zilbas Asvara. Because what's the Yusoid of Vestas? Chazaka. Orech bezmanema. Chazaka is a din deiraisa. So if chazaka is a din deiraisa, why should anybody hold vestas through rabbanon? Right? That's one of the struggles that you have to figure out when you learn the sugya of vestas. Why should there be a man nama that holds vestas through rabbanon? L'chur, it's based on a chazaka. Orech bezmanema. So says the Nei Rebbe Yehuda, I think everybody held orech bezmanema. And it's a regular chazaka. According to Rebbe, twice. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, three times. Right? That's pashat. It works with all the gedarim of chazaka. It's a regular fartiga chazaka. And being that there's a chazaka of Orech Bezmaneba, Vestoistai Raisa. And it's for that reason that as it relates to Tashmish, it's poshut that there would be a nisa Tashmish deiraisa, because you have to be worried that maybe the Isha is going to see Namnita. Stating that, in the event that a woman had her vest, and she didn't see Dam, and now a day later she did a bedikah and she was tahira. Now the shaila is, yesterday, was she a nida or was she not a nida? So you're going to tell me there's a chazaka, orich bezmaneba. But l'umas the chazaka, there's another chazaka that says she was tahar. And being that she has a cheskas taira that goes kenega the chazaka of orich bezmaneba, so says the Rebbe, that's the yisoid of the mandama that holds vest as the rabbanon. Of course he holds with the chazaka orich bezmaneba, but he holds as a conflicting chazaka. There's another chazaka that says that she was becheskas taira. Says the Rebbe, if that's the case, then why don't you say the same thing as it relates to the Issa Tashmish? Oh, because the Issa Tashmish is not a question of Shema Meis. It's not a question of did she have Dam Nida yesterday. It's a question right now. Tashmish, Mutter or Osir. Maybe she's going to be Rayadam. Maybe she'll be Rayadam B'Shas Tashmish. So right now, they don't have the places to assume that she won't be Rayadam B'Shas Tashmish in 5 minutes from now because of the fact that she has a Cheskas Torah. Because the Cheskas Torah can't help me for the future. Just like the Cheskas Chai can't help me for the future, the Cheskas Torah can't either help me for the future. What do you mean? I'm using the Cheskas Tahira to tell me that Vest is the Rabbani. Yeah, that's to tell me in the Avar. Because for the Avar, you have the Chazaka. But as it relates to the Asid, you don't have the Chazaka. The reason of the Chazaka as it relates to the Asid is because this is an Asid that's Asuya Lishtanis, and it's like a Shema Yomus. Shema Yomus, the Gemara says Chashino. So said the Noid of Yehuda, phenomenal Chiddush, that as it relates to Shema, did she have the dam or not have the dam? For that, you have a cheskas tahira. But as it relates to, will she see dam or will she not see dam? For that, for sure, you don't have a cheskas tahira. I mean that you don't have a cheskas tahira. It's like shema meis loy chayshinon, shema yomas chayshinon. So vestas will be deiraisa as it relates to this atashmish. Vestas will not be deiraisa as it relates to whether or not she saw the aymar of shach. Do you hold the varech bezman eba medeiraisa? Do not hold the varech bezman eba deiraisa. Teretz says you hold the varech bezman eba medeiraisa. But connected that, you also have the cheskas tahira. So as it relates to Shema Meis. So over there, the Cheskas Torah works, because Shema Meis Leichayshinon, Cheskas Torah works for things in the past. So therefore, you'll end up with a Vestas the Rabbanon. But as it relates to the future, Tashmish, will there be a Re'iyah B'Shas Tashmish? You have to assume, yeah, because for that, the Cheskas Torah won't help me, like Rava said, Shema Yomus Chayshinon. For that reason, says the Noid Behuda, this fantastic Chiddush. Emes is, this Chiddush in Noid Behuda is also mentioned in Tshuva Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva brings this same chiddush b'shem his Rebbe. I wrote the wrong title. He brings it b'shem his Rebbe, the Reb Nosson Adler. So a woman asked him a shayla. She had her leil tefila came out the same night that her husband was going to be leaving away on a trip. So we know that locha hayotzel derech tzarich lifkei des ishto, and it's one of the three oinos that are chiyuvim, right? So there are some times where there's a mitzvah to do tashmish. One of them is hayotzel derech tzarich lifkei des ishto. Leil tefila, there's also a mitzvah, and a woman asked the chassan sofer a shayla that her leil tefila came out as the same night as when her husband was going to be a yotzel derech. It was also her vest, and the question was, was there a heter tashmish or was there an issa tashmish? So at first glance, you would say, vestas is only midrabbanon. That's what we pass. It's a vestas of the rabbanon. Here you have two oinois of mitzvah. Say it's the leil mikvah and say it's yoitzel aderech tzarech lifkei des ishto. So you would think that there would be makom lahakel. Stating that, the Chassam Sofer says, Shamati, I heard me moiri v'rebbe, and it means Reb Nosson Adler, that he heard from Reb Nosson Adler, he quotes this many times, that Reb Nosson Adler said that even though the Gemara comes out, vestas the rabbanon, it's only with regards to whether or not she saw dam on the yom haves. But as it relates to the issa tashmish, that's a mefurish Gemara and Shavuos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Over there, everybody agrees that vestas are the iraisa. That's what the Chassam Sofer brings from Nosson Adler, and then he says Shuv Matzasi. He says I found the Chiddush in the Noid of Yehuda that from Nosson Adler Noid of Yehuda Shneim Nischabu Ladaver Echad this Chiddush. It just could I to mention that really this is not Ois Galton in Halacha. As much as the Noid of Yehuda said it, and the Chassam Sofer brings it in a Tshuva, he said it over B'Shem His Rebbe again. Let me clarify that. Not that it's not Ois Galton in Halacha, but the Ikra did in Shulchan Aruch is clearly not that way. For example, the Shulchan Aruch when he brings the halacha of tzarech lifroish b'shas oino says the mechaber it's in Yerideya Simin Kuf Pei Dal Hilchas Nidus of Cotton Base b'shas vesto tzarech lifroish mimeno oino achas says the shach hainu midrabanan v'chein askomas reva poiskin v'achroinim. The Vestas, the Rabban, before Shem the Shach. Not like the Neid Behuda, not like the Chassam Sofer, not like Rav Nassan Adler. Right, clear. He's talking about the Issa Tashmish of a Vest. B'shas Vest, the Tzarek, Lifesh, Mimena, Oina, Achaz, Zok, the Shach, Hainu, Midi, Rabbanon, Keinas, Komas, Reva, Poiske. As it relates to the Shaila that the Chassam Sofer was asked, says the Mechaber in Sivkot and Yud, Haroitzol, Lotzeis, Loderech, Tzarek, Lifkoit, Ishtoi, Afilu, Samach, Levesto. Says the Ramah, Afilu, Matashmish, Ari. What's the Pshat? The pshat is because vestas are only midrabanan. I mean, the vestas are only midrabanan. So a roitza lotzeis laderech is doicha the vest. But again, it's all because vestas are the rabbanan. Even the isatashmish of vestas are the rabbanan. Just one thing, parenthetically, before we end, and that is in that noyde of Yehuda, there's another davar nifla that he says. Again, the tshuva noyde of Yehuda is a very lovely tshuva, and as it guts to the core, the gut of the halachas of vestas the raisa, of vestas the rabbana. But you know, take dvarav. There's a lot of drama in tshuva noyde of Yehuda. Vadvarim atikin the inkam v'koymai. But one of the things is that the shoyl, you know, sent apparently the shaila that came to the noyde of Yehuda. The specific, it was about a woman, an older woman who. Whatever, she couldn't become Tahar from Tumas Nida. So whatever, Ayin Shom, the whole tshuva. But he says that, you know, Ani Tameya, he says, V'chi ain't sorry begillot, alay kamer rabbonu g'doyle adar akreve metzloi, v'loma bachar b'derech rechayka. The poetry is off the charts. Gam ro'isi sherum malosei ba'atzma yodav ravloi b'populov. I can tell from the Shiloh that you're clearly a big Talmud Chacham. I don't know why you need me. Ach, hoyo v'kora aneyo k'fi miyo tasagos. He says like this. V'ro'isi es malosei boinu v'soyse b'divri agoyin, ba'al Shev Yaakov Echaver. I saw that you wrote a whole shtickel Torah based on something that the Shev Yaakov said. B'tshuva Shev Yaakov, Advor Maruchim. Vani, Ein Darki Losom Iyum B'tshuva Sachroinim Chachmei Zvanenu. Says the Neid of Yehuda, my minig is that I don't look in Achroinim. V'loy Afilu B'koidmin Lefanenu Dor Eshnei Doris. I don't even look at Svarim from one Dor previous and even two dairis. V'day lonu benamik iyunenu b'divrei atalmudu poiskim rishoyna masmuchin lahem. Arif hagiyenu l'bali shulchan orech ashesidru lonu shulchan mali berchus Hashem. V'loy zul hazeh b'divrei tshuva shachrim. But I don't look at anything after that. After the tkufa of the shulchan orech, he says, I don't really look. She'en lonu liyishoyin, here's the punchline, alachra osam yoyse me alachra osenu. Because at the end of the day, I'm not meshuvet to their hachra any more than my own hachra. V'im kein lomas en nevalas manim barichas devrayim. So he says, right, log tshuvas. He says, chavish tait. And I'm not meshuvet to it. So the Shulchan Aruch, I'm meshuvet to it. Showing him that's soif ayra. So that week I go through. But in terms of achrayim, he says, you quoted the Shev Yaakov. He says, I don't look in the Shev Yaakov. He says, chavish kan tait. And the truth is like mechatesi. So they're going to come out one way, I came out another way. I'm not meshuvet. Not only to the achrayim of his generation, he says, one dar, even two dairas back. What came to mind is a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. This tshuva's Chassam Sofer is a classic. It's an Erech Chaim. It's tshuva kuf mem. It's a famous tshuva. And the reason it's famous is because he talks about shiurim. There's a few tshuvas where the Chassam Sofer talks about shiurim. The steer is in it. We've gone through this in the past. But the shaila itself that the Chassam Sofer was responding to was Sholoim, the Kol Tov, the Yedid Nafshi, Harav HaGoyen, HaMuflig, Umufla Betoyra Charifos, Ubekias, Yachtov Tzmudim, Moreno Verabeno, Rav Tzvi, Hersh Chayes, Nero Yor, of Bezen, Tekila Kadosh, Zolkov. It was written to Martzchios, the Zolkov Rav. And apparently he sent them three Shilas. So the Chassam Sofer responded to the three shilas that the Zolkov Rav asked him, Arishan Rishan, Val Achron Achron. So he said, the first shila was with regards to the famous Rosh in the sugya of Morer. So the halacha is that in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of Morer, you have to eat a kezayis Morer. The question is why? The Rosh has a chiddush, because Morer is a mitzvah. So memeilo, you have to make a berachas on mitzvahs. What's the nusach of the bracha? Asher kidishonu b'nsoyitze b'sonu al achilas Morer. Being that you're going to say achila in the nusach bracha, the word achila is mechayev kezayas. So he's Dr. Rosh. Either way, the Maritzchias asked him a kasha, and he quoted him the Shagasari. And truth is a very famous Shagasari on this Rosh, and presumably that's the Shagasari that he was referring to. But either way, he told him about the Shagasari. So he writes like this. He says that the elu dov asher kosafti b'tshuva acheres. He said, you should know that as it relates to this whole shmooze, I wrote about it in a different tshuva. V'divrei sefer hanal. But this Sefer, referring to the Shagasari, Loiro Isiyaz, I hadn't seen at the time. So I never saw the Shagasari. And the reason is, Kein Darki Lachapes Besvarim, Im Loya Oirereni Odomalav. Because I don't look at Svarim. If someone shows it to me, said, then I'll see it. But nobody showed me the Shagasari, and in Mela, I didn't see it. I think this is Dvarim the Flam. But either way, we'll end on this note. I mean, not end. Zok to Mishnah Vayitev. Beshamay Oimrim. Beshamay says. So we're going back to the halachos of bedikos. We discussed that an isha that's a oisekes betahiros, an isha that's oisekes betahiros, she had to do special bedikos. Number one, she had to do bedikos shachris and benashmashes. Additionally, b'shas tashmish, there was an idea she had to do additional bedikos. Echad lo, yechad lo. Another bedikah before, the tznuos, they had their bedikah, whatever exactly that was. Regardless, on that note, Beshamay says, Tzricha beis idamal kol tashmish v'tashmish. Meaning, what happens if a woman is going to do more than one bia, more than one tashmish on one night? So the question is, does she have to do a separate pair of bedikahs for every tashmish? Or do you say before the first tashmish and after the last tashmish, that would be enough? So Beshamai said that she needs two edim, I'll call tashmish v'tashmish. Or there's another option, tashmish l'or aneh. She could be mishamish l'or aneh. Meaning if there's going to be light in the room, then she doesn't need a separate bedikah cloth, because then she could just inspect the cloth, and by inspecting the cloth, she'll know exactly what happened. Beisulay Mansul says, da'yu b'shnei edim kol alayu. No, two edim for the entire night, it doesn't matter how many bios, how many tashmish, it's okay. As long as there's one before the first one, and one after the last one, that's going to be fine. Now, the context over here is that once upon a time, and that you pasha couldn't see. So if you couldn't see, you're doing a bedikah, b'chura, you should have to inspect the bedikah cloth to see whether or not she's a nida or she's not a nida. So the Shamas is like this. There's nothing wrong with inspecting the next morning. The only thing is, every bedikah has to have then its own bedikah cloth. So it'll be before and after the first bia, before and after the second bia, you put them in a kufsa like we saw earlier, and then the next morning you'll inspect it, and whatever will be, will be. Beisul says that no, daya b'shnei idim kalalayu, you don't have to have a special cloth for each bedikah. But before the first one and after the last one, that in and of itself will be okay. Now one thing is clear, just to understand Pashup Shana of the Mishnah, this woman's doing a bedikah before tashmish. You would think the idea of the bedikah is to determine whether she's a nida or she's not a nida. So to the extent that it's dark, it's very nice that she does the bedikah before tashmish, then she puts it in a box, and then what, the next morning they're going to find out that she was really a nida before the bia? It doesn't make any sense. Now the teretz is because we saw that really, even though the chachamim were koveya this bedikah before tashmish, but the purpose of the bedikah was not for the tashmish. The purpose of the bedikah was really for tyrus. This is an isha isekis betyrus. Isha isekis betyrus has to do bedikas. When the chachamim, they set a protocol. The morning, bein hashmashes, before bia, after bia. But the yisoid of the tashmish before bia is not to determine whether she's a nida b'shas bia. Sounds like a very big kiddush. It was a little unclear in the previous gemaras. Here it's mefurish. At least the way Rav Rishayim learned the sugya. It's mefurish that you can do the bedikah lefnei tashmish and not even see the bedikah cloth until the next morning. Zoysay meres, the yisoid of the bedikah lefnei tashmish for an isha isekas betairis was net, right? The Gemara said migu. Migu, that she's doing a bedikah for the tairis, she should do it for the bia as well. So pasha, you learned that usually you wouldn't be concerned before the bia. Now we're concerned before the bia because once we're concerned for the tairis, some migu, now we'll be concerned for the bia as well. In this Gemara, it's mavur that That's a very diluted svara, because you see clearly that she, as long as she does the bedikah and she doesn't see it until the next morning, it's going to be okay. Regardless, that's the shayla. If there's going to be multiple bias in one night, does she need separate edim for each bia before and after or no? Even though we know the halacha that if someone's mishamish mitasu le'raner, it's considered maguna. Beshamay says tzricha shnei edim al kol tashmish u'tashmish le'raner. Beshamay says that tzricha. She needs either two edim for each tashmish, or she should be mishamish l'oraneh. I mean, usually it's a davar maguna, but if she doesn't have another way to do this, then it seems like it's okay to violate this davar maguna and to be mishamish mitase l'oraneh. Meaning, mishamay says l'oraneh. What happened to the halacha? Hamishamish mitase l'oraneh reza maguna. So this seems to be okay if all she has is this one set of edim. Beisul says that it's a moot point because daya b'shnei edim kol alayla. She anyways doesn't need a separate set of edim for each bia. Tanya amar l'Beis Shammai l'Beisul. According to you, leichosh shema tira tipas dam kechardel b'bir rishayna. He said, Beis Shammai told Beisul, why aren't you worried that maybe after the bir rishayna, so the woman's going to have shechva zera inside her guf, and then maybe by the bir shniya she's going to be roya dam. But when the dam leaves her guf, or when she does the bedika after the biyashnia, it's not going to look like dam because v'tachap pena shichvazera bebiyashnia. Because the shichvazera is going to cover it. So he said that, why aren't you worried? Meaning, shouldn't she have to do a bedika, meaning clean herself, even from the shichvazera, so that by the bia shnia, the shichvazera that was there from the bia rishayna won't cover it. So I'm going to be still, I don't understand. If you're worried about that, I mean, then how does the bedika ever work? You're doing a bedika like a tashmish. There's always going to be shichvazera there. Whatever. So whatever the teretz is to that, Amalemsi told him, no, if you say no, then you need to stay palmer. That after two bia is, there's going to be a lot more shichvazer, and as a result, that's where I'm concerned. One bia, the bedika lachatashmish is going to work, but once there's two bias already, then I'm concerned. Maybe it's not going to work. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said roya ani as divrei beishamai. Rabbi Yeshua said roya ani as divrei beishamai. Amar le talmidov. So the talmidim told Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi kama rachto leino. You're making it very difficult for us. Meaning, for every bia, you need a new set of idim. Amar lem. So he told them, mutav sha'arech aleichem ba'olam hazeh kedei she'arichu yameichem ba'olam haba. I know I'm being ma'arech on you. I'm being matriach you ba'olam hazeh, but it's kedai. Because like this, you'll be zoicha to the man yarichon yomecha v'yoyim shekulay aruch. Amar Rav Zeira said, one thing I see from this, b'divrei kulam nilmad, bal nefesh lo yivol v'yishna, that a bal nefesh shouldn't be boil and then be shoyna u'boil again without doing a bedika in between. He says, why? Because you see clearly from the conversation between Beshamay and Besolil and what Rabbi Yeshua told us talmidim, that roya ani is divrei Beshamay, see that there's for sure a real chash over here. No, at the end of the day, Besolil was meikol. But at the very least, you see that there's basis for a chumrah. And if there's basis for a chumrah, there's an idea of bal nefesh macher. Even though we said that being machmer like Beis Shammai, you know, maybe comes with an invoice. But over here, midivrei kulam nilmai, right? The Mesilas Yisharim and Mishkal Achsidos. But over here, midivrei kulam nilmai, bal nefesh lo yivol v'yishani. Rava says, no, bayo v'shayna. You could be bayo v'shayna. That's not halacha l'maisa. Why? Because we know this. This is all not negei halacha l'maisa. So many of the sugis in the beginning of Masech is nida. So many sugis in the entire Masech is nida are, you know, nidas is technically halacha l'maisa mesechta, but it really isn't for the most part, because so much of it is related to tuma and tyra and vestis that we don't really have as manazah. But regardless, that the point is that loy yivo v'yishna would make sense in the world of tahiris. But being that we don't have an isha, Isaac is Patiris today, so it's not a gate. Tanya nami hochi, bevedvar mamurim. All the bedikos is litahiris. Avalabaila muteris. Additionally, bevedvar mamurim. This is bederach agav. Shenicha becheskas tahir. That's going on the Mishnah that was mentioned in yesterday's daf, where somebody came in aderech. Abom in aderech, neshem lem becheskas tahir. That's only if he left her becheskas tahir. Avalanicha becheskas tmeya. La oilami becheskasa, ashtem latirani. She's always going to be becheskasa unless she says tahirani. So just two ha'aris, very short ha'aris, as relates to this, we still have more Gemara to learn. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua said, Roya ani es divrei Beis Shammai. So we spoke a lot about Beis Shammai Besuol recently. So it's just good I to mention that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Mar brings a price, Machlokes Shammai Besuol, the Halacha kebeisul. Everyone knows Halacha kebeisul. Why do you have to say Halacha kebeisul? So the Gemara says, maybe like Asha, kan koidem basko, kan lacha basko. Why is everybody on Halacha like Besuol? Because the Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yotza basko and said, Eilu velo divrei lechim chayim, the Halacha kebeisul. Maybe this brisa was said before the basko. So before the basko, the halacha wasn't necessarily like Beisil yet. And as a result, that's where it's negeya, this halacha. So it's negeya to say halacha ke Beisilo, maybe before the basko. The Gemara says, Iba Yisema, maybe that Beraisa was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds ein mashkichem bebasko. And being that Rabbi Yeshua holds ein mashkichem bebasko, that was in the story of the Taner Achnoi with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer proved he was right. Right, he started performing all these incredible things were going on. Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm not impressed. Even when the basko said Allah k'rab Eliezer, he wasn't impressed. Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is ein mashkichem bebasko. And being that Rabbi Yeshua holds ein mashkichem bebasko, so Rabbi Yeshua would have to say Allah k'beisilo. Why would Rabbi Yeshua have to say Allah k'beisilo? Because Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold the basko. So mechateisin Allah is like, Beisul, maybe it's like Beis Shammai. If you hold of a baskoil, so the baskoil already said halacha kebeisul. But Rabbi Yeshua's shita is a mashkichem bebaskoil. Bava mitzia daf nun tes on the base. So Rabbi Yeshua was the one that had to say that halacha is like Beisul. It's very gishmak. Am Rabbi Yeshua roya anias divrei Beis Shammai. Meaning, it's in Rabbi Yeshua's world that he holds a mashkichem bebaskoil that you can look at a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beisul and say, So let me think. Is the halacha like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? Am I a roya ani as divrei Beis Shammai, or am I a roya ani as divrei Beis Hillel? All the other Tanaim were of the opinion that in Mashkicha Mabaskal. So you're not going to see Rabbi Akiva or maybe one of the other Tanaim saying Roy Anias Devei Beis Shammai, because there's no Makom. The Shammai be Makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnehi. It's Va'olam Halacha Kibeis Hillel. It's based on Baskals. This is above everybody's pay grade. So there's no way to say Roy Anias Devei Beis Shammai. It's Rabbi Shul L'Shitasai, who in the Braisa in Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis said Halacha Kibeis Hillel. Why? Because maybe not. So here too, he went in the other direction. Over here he said, Roy Anias Divrei Beis Shammai. There's another important Gemara on this note. Chagiga Daf Chapez. What's that?
Maybe that's what his Talmid meant. Well, they said, Rebbe Kama Rach Talenu. He's causing us problems.
Because
everyone else holds like this.
So it's you that are telling me Roy Anias Divrei Beis Shammai. Very gishmak. That's the first story. The second story is that the Gemara said, Amar Reb Zeira, Mi Divrei Kulam Nilmad. From everything we can deduce that Bal Nefesh lo yivav v'yishna. That a Bal Nefesh is someone that should be machmer when it comes to this. And you hear that often. Bal Nefesh yachmer. So what is a Bal Nefesh? So we have a Rashi here. Rashi Masechtas Nida Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis defines Bal Nefesh with one word. Chassid. A Bal Nefesh is a chassid. So now we have to define chassid. So obviously when Chazal spoke about chassid, it doesn't mean the way we use the word chassid today. It had a very specific meaning. In fact, it's Perik Yud Ches in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. So the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, who goes through all the different madrigas that a person can reach. So the madriga of Chasidus is on the back end of the Sefer. It's Perik Yud Ches, it's Midas HaChasidus. It's interesting that the Sefer Chasidus, the Mesilas Yesharim says that Midas HaChasidus tzricha hi be'emes lebir gadol. Ki min hagim rabim udrachim rabim oivrim bein rabim bibnei adam b'shem Chasidus. There are a lot of people that are doing things under the banner of Chasidus, but really, it has no shayches to Chasidus. The nimshach ze, and the reason they do that is michisorin ha'iyun v'haskalu amitis ha'shalavali amitis ha'hem ki loy tarchu v'loy nesiyagu l'das esterach Hashem b'yediyah berur v'yishara. They never really thought through what they're doing, their quote-unquote Chasidus. El hischastu v'holchu b'mashem esdamim lahem l'sviyah svaru rishayna v'loy himiku badvarim v'loy shaklu oisam b'moizne ha'chachma. Either way, they never thought it through. And then the Mesilas Yesharim says that you have to have a lot of chachma and a lot of iyun to understand what chassidus is. And he says that's why the Mishnah says loy am ha'aretz chassid. It's because of the level of chachma and iyun and shikul that every chassid. So what is chassidus? At the very end, he says like this: nimtza klala chassidus harchavas kiyum kol ha'mitzvos b'cholat stodim v'hatnoim sheroy b'she'efsher. In other words, HaChassidus is mimin haprishus. Elosh haprishus belavin, vachassidus be'essen. So he says, just what's a parish? That we all know what it is. A parish doesn't not only eat neveilu, doesn't even eat meat. He doesn't only drink stam yenon, but he's a nozer. He doesn't drink wine at all. A chassid is the equivalent thereof to a parish, but whereas the parish is operating in the world of Sur Meira, the chassid's madrega is in the world of Asetai. He says that's what it is. He defines it a little bit more. He says that from the Torah, from the Tariq mitzvahs, we can have a little bit of insight as to what it is Hashem wants us to do. And when a person goes into the spirit of the law and he starts properly understanding, well, if Torah says, don't eat nevela, then vice does whatever that vice does is, and it requires chachma, lo yamar it's chassid, so it's not easy to figure out. But whatever that is, that's the definition, again, of Chazal's chassid. Regardless, Omer Abzeirim, Yidivri Kulam Nilmud, Bal Nefesh, lo yivol, Bal Nefesh in this sugya anyways is chassid. What does Bal Nefesh mean in other contexts? I'm not sure, but maybe chassid, but over here for sure, it means chassid. Omer Abba, Omer Abchia Barashi, Amara, Bodka be'ed va'avad. If a woman did a bedika with an aid and then she lost it, so the halach is asur l'shamish ad shetivdak. She can't be mishamish unless she does a bedika. Meaning, this is a chiddush because we just said that she doesn't have to inspect the bedika cloth after she does the bedika until the next day. So there would have been a havamina ben benoy shel havamina that maybe if she never inspected it, as long as she did the bedika, no. The very least, at some point, she has to inspect. Maskler, Beilu, Arkasha, Ilu, Isa, Miloy, Meshamsha, Ba'afak, Aftullah, Yoda, Hashtanami, Teshamish. You see, you don't have to check it before the. So, why should this be any different? I'm Rava, Zuma, Yechicha, Kaim, Zuma, Yechicha, Kaim. At the end of the day, one case, eventually you're going to check it, over here, you're not going to check it. Rashi's logic is that if you're going to say that it's okay if you lose it, Rabbi E. Amr, Teshamish, even when you lose it, Mata, Konas, Chachomim, Yeshkan. Darei, commercial, Batka, either way. So, as long as at some point you're going to check it, it's okay. But if you lose it,
then already you can't say the halacha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asa l'adam shemeshamish mitasa bayoy." It's also for a person to be meshamish mitasa bayoy. Makro. How do you know that? Shenamar. It's learned that from a pasuk. It says, "Yoivad yoim ivaled boy." Eve said, "May the day I was born on be lost." The halayla and the night that was Omar Hoira that declared that I should be conceived, gover. Meaning, he said that let that day be forgotten. The day that I was born should be forgotten, and the evening that I was conceived should be forgotten as well. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Zok Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Nitin Leheroyon, Volyoim Loi Nitin Leheroyon. So you see, there's an idea of Heroyon is supposed to be Dafka and Shlokasham, Shlokasham, Hacha. So we're in the following passage. Boiza Jirachav Yomos. If someone puts himself in a matziv of bezoyin, b'shas drachov, so drachov says Rashi means tashmish, k'may derech gever ba'alma, right? Kedushin daf beis amid beis. The Gemara says, why does it say isha niknes b'shloisha drachim and not b'shloisha dvarim? Because I did the boy l'misna bia, and bia you find means derech. So where do you find it? This pasuk. So derech is somehow synonymous with tashmish. But either way, boys the derech of yamos. And if someone is mishamish bayoyim, says Rashi, that mishamish bayoyim boli de bezoyin shemi yir badavim maguna v'tiskane olavs. Rish Lakish says when haikra Rabbi Yechon my darish be. Rabbi Yechon learned also la adam mishamish b'tasa bayoyim from the pasuk yoyvad yoyim boli by v'alayla amah hayregaver. Rish Lakish learned it from boys the derech of yamos. By the way, it sounds like maybe there would be a nafkamina if a woman is not in a position where she will conceive. So let's say she's a muberes, or she's a menekes, or she's musulekes damim already, she's older. So it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's v'halayla ama hayregever. It's more related to the heroine. According to Rish Lakish, it's related to the bezoyin. But he's a drach of yamas. But either way, where's Rish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan? It's pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Mibaylei k'darsh b'chanida bar pap." The darsh b'chanida bar papa. Oisem malach hamuna l'arayin. The malach that's mamuna on heroin. Laila shmoi. His name is Malach. V'noytel tipa takes a tipa. When a tipa is going to turn into a child, so the malach takes the tipa and he brings it in front of Hashem. Gibar oichalosh, chacham oitipish, asher oyanev. Ilu rasha itzadik loikamer. Doesn't say rasha itzadik. Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Chanin, Hakol de Yishamayim, Chutz Miir Yishamayim. Shenem avati Yisrael ma Hashem kecho shoyel miyemach kiim liyira. Either way, you see from here that there's an idea that there's a malach whose name is Laila, Laila Shamoy, and he's Noitel Tipa, he brings the Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu states, he declares, whether this, what mazel, basically, this person's going to have. Is he going to be a Chacham? Is he going to be an Asher? He's going to be a Tipish? But either way, this is all pre-decreed. How did Rabbi Yochanan know? How did Reish Lakish know that? He knew it from this pasuk. V'halayla Omar, it's Laila, as in the Malach Laila, he's the one that's talking. Rabbi Yochanan, okay, Nichtev Kra, Gever Hoira. Ma Hoira, Gever. Why did it say first Hoira and then Gever? Laila, Nitin L'Royim, Yon L'Nitin L'Royim. Wanted to darshan two things. Number one, to darshan the basic halacha that Heroyan has to be Balaila. That's why I put Laila next to Hoira. And also to teach me this idea that there's a concept of sometimes, there's a concept of the Malach presenting the Tipa of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu to determine what exactly the mazel of this person is going to be. So just two quick horas and we'll end with this. Number one is that you have over here that the Malach takes the Tipa, brings the Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will this person be a chacham, a giber, and an asher? Right, giber, a chalash. Chacham, a tippish. Asher, a ani. There's a similar Gemara. Gemara might cut and chavchesem and aleph. Bonei chayu mezoini, lav b'schus atal yomilsa, elu b'mazal atal yomilsa. It sounds like it's the same thing. This is a mazal zach. It sounds like this is something that was already preordained. Bonei chayu mezoini. It's not literally the same thing. Right, chayim is probably gvura. Mezoini is for sure ashirus. Here you have Chacham, here you have Bani. But either way, two Gemaras that seem to be saying the same thing, that Chachma, Gvura, and Ashiros, or Bani, Chayim, Mezoini, Lav B'schus Atal Yemilsa, Ela B'mazel Atal Yemilsa. But the truth is that there's another Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Znida, later in the Masechta, Daf Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says like as follows, Mayasa Adam V'yechkem. What should a person do if he wants to become a Chacham? Amar Lahem. So the question was asked, what should a person do if he wants to be a chacham? So first they said, what do you mean?
Don't be so busy. Learn more. And as a result, you'll become a chacham. He said, no, it doesn't work. We know a lot of people that have tried. It doesn't always work that way. The Gemara continues and says that they ask, what should a person do when he should become an oisher? So he said, what do you mean? Yarbe do business. They say, then the Gemara says, they asked another question. What should a person do if he wants to have boys? So we hear in this Gemara, you have Chachma, you have Ashirus and Bonim, again, two of the three, but you have the same concept where it's Tali Wad, Tali and Tefillah. So here you have a Gemara, the Malach HaMamuna already determined this from the beginning. Here you have another Gemara that says, La B'schusa Tal Yemilsa, Ela B'mazah Tal Yemilsa. And here you have a Gemara that says that it's all Tali and Tefillah. So the Marsha asks the Kasha, in Masechtas Nida, Daf Ayin Amadei, says the Marsha, it's true there's something called Mazel. That's the Gemara by Kanach Avches, and that's the Gemara that we just learned. There's no question there's something called Mazel, but at the same time, Ein Mazel Yisrael. What does that mean? That it means, of course, Jews are subject to mazel as well. But at the same time, a yid has ways to get out of his mazel. Ki loy behishtadlos ube'ese gadol ayideis yud ishmaya betfilu beschuyais efshel l'shanes akzera. A yid could always change his mazel. He could change his mazel in certain ways, specifically ayidei tefillah. The point is, it's true that there's a Malach HaMamuna who determines, and La B'schus HaTal Yemilsa, El B'mazah HaTal Yemilsa, but at the same time, there's a Koyach HaTfilah. Tfilah could change even what the Malach Laila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu predetermined before the person was even born.